Hey there, it's Brett Bassick
and Toddy Smith.
We're the host of the Good Boys Podcast.
As a YouTuber and a model,
and a music executive and startup CEO,
we have collected some unbelievable stories and life lessons.
And we want to share them with you.
Each week on the Good Boys Podcast, we're going to have incredible guests from all types of entertainment.
They'll be sharing their most hilarious, stressful, and life-changing moments.
In a time of constant content creation and pressure to always be on to bigger and better things,
we're here to take a moment to slow down and reflect back on some amazing times with you.
So please tune in each Tuesday to the Good Boys for free.
And subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on a good boy time.
What up, though? You are now watching Dead End Sports 365. It's your boy BZ430 coming back at you again with a quick daily video. And in this video today, I'm going to talk about, Are we not respecting the Phoenix Sun? Because it's like every time when you watch these sport outlets, you know, whether it's, you know, Fox Sports or ESPN or whatever, you know, it's always about, you know, how bad the Lakers playing and, you know, how sucky the Knicks are right now, you know, compared to last year. You know, will Atlanta make it? You know, where Boston turn it on? You know, what about Chicago? You know, you're looking at Memphis, you know, with Ja Morant, who's playing incredible. You know what I'm saying? You're looking at the 76ers and the Nets and all that stuff. No one is talking about the Phoenix Suns. They are like, they have the best record in the league today, as of today. You know, of course, Chris Paul, he went down February 16th. He's out like six to seven weeks. And I think right now Devin Booker is on COVID protocol, so they might miss him for about 10 days. Besides that, okay, they're going to be missing their two best players. Why are we not talking about the Phoenix Suns? Like, why are we not talking about how great of a well-oiled machine this team has been playing all season? I'm one of them. I remember going into this season, I was like, last year was kind of a fluke. And y'all know CP3 is my guy. But I was like, man, last year they just kind of got hot at the right time. You know, I don't know if they're going to quite duplicate that success. No, granted, it's not the playoffs yet, but I was one of the guys that was like, oh, yeah, last year's a fluke. Last year was kind of a fluke. I will say I'm eating my words. I will be man enough to say I am eating my words. The Phoenix is looking like a super duper well-oiled machine. You know, they look like those teams that get to the finals, and then the next year when they win it, they just look determined. And I feel like Phoenix look like they're very determined. I feel like Monty Williams should have got coach of the year last year. Tom Thibodeau, he's somewhat deserved because we didn't think the Knicks was going to do what they did last year as far as, you know, the season that they was going to have. But they ended up being the first round next, but just regular season. But I feel like Monty Williams should have got it. I feel like this year, the only other coach that I feel that possibly could get it over Monty Williams is the coach for Cleveland Cavaliers. And I cannot think of his name right now, but I didn't have any idea Cleveland was going to be this great this season. They're like a 2 or 3 seed right now, man. I don't know if they're going to hang on to that, but Cleveland's playing excellent ball right now with what he got. But Monty Williams should definitely get coach of the year, especially if Phoenix Suns continue to have, you know, to finish this regular season with the best record and home court advantage throughout the entire playoffs. I feel like Monty Williams, he's hands down should get it. But I just feel like the disrespect for Phoenix, it's just like no one is talking about him. No one is talking about him. Even when we talk about best point guards, like, yeah, we can say right now Ja Morant is – this season is probably the best point guard in this season. But don't forget CP3. CP3 has willed this team to the best record. And I mean, he's the catalyst of that Phoenix Suns. So I think, like, his name should be mentioned as, like, some of the most outstanding best players. I think we don't. Because it's like CP3's been in this league for so long. But, you know, we just kind of overlook him. We always look for the new shining stars, which is fine. Like I said, Ja Morant has been doing his damn thing this year. But, man, I just feel like we're not paying Phoenix Suns no attention. Like, I think it's crazy how, like, the media has been hush-hush with Phoenix. If Phoenix was the Knicks or if there was, of course, L.A., damn it, we already see L.A. on TV primetime all the time and they suck. But just imagine if LA was playing the type of ball that Phoenix Sun is playing right now. We wouldn't get away from the Lakers. Or if Milwaukee was playing this type of ball that Phoenix Sun is playing. Or, you know, or if Philadelphia They kind of showing Philadelphia a little bit more now, especially with, since Harden's got there. But my point is, I feel like the media is not showing Phoenix any love. And you know, it's a small market city. I get all that. Lakers, New York, LA, New York, whatever. But come on, y'all. Basketball heads, got to do better than this, man. You have to appreciate a team that's playing very well like Phoenix, man. You know, and of course, I know it's regular season. Yeah, y'all know how I am. I'm always the playoff guy. But I think at this rate, I think when the playoffs come, especially if Dev Booker, you know, once Dev Booker comes back, if CP3 comes back 100% the way he was before he got injured, you know, I see them going right to the Western Conference Finals. You know what I'm saying? Who they might play, it could be Golden State. I can't think of anybody else that might compete with them. I think Golden State is the only team right now I can see that Golden State and Phoenix can be a lock for West Conference Finals once all healthy. But Phoenix looking good. Phoenix looking good. They had got some good pieces. They got JaVale McGee who's come off the bench, backing up DeAndre Ayton quite well. I mean, they just looking like a well-oiled machine, man. They playing like they want it. They playing like last year they fucked up and they knew they got to get this shit right and they trying to get back there and they're going to take it. So it's interesting to see how this season will play out. But yeah, nobody's talking about Phoenix. I just want to know what y'all think, you know, why. I mean, you know, probably one of the reasons, like I mentioned before, small market city. So I get it. But and they're not sexy enough. There's not enough drama going on over in Phoenix. So that could be another reason. But this is a shame that Phoenix is not getting talked about right now. And they are tearing the league up this year. Doing a great job this year, man, with the best record and the way they've been playing. So, and it's not looking like it's a fluke to me. So let me know what y'all think. As always, appreciate you guys subbing. Hope you guys enjoying these videos. And be sure to check out Dead End Sports tomorrow at 9:30 live on this here YouTube channel as well. But I will see y'all next time. Peace.